Mitchell, first name is Mitchell, middle name Ray, last name Casey. Mr. Casey is a date of birth is 5/23/62. Both of these patients were seen today, which is 10/31. This is a 61-year-old gentleman who appears much older than stated age, who resides in a group home. He's wheelchair-bound, bowel and bladder incontinent, has dense right-sided paralysis, requires help with total ADLs. Patient is from South Carolina. She's quite confused. She can't tell me exactly what kind of work she did. She repeats yes and no over and over, period. The caretaker at the group home tells me that he used to be a heavy smoker, possibly drank alcohol. He still wants to smoke, and she gives him one or two cigarettes a day, period. Apparently, at one time, he used to be married and had children, but they're not here in Texas, and they used to work in a warehouse. Right, period. Review of system, he wears a diaper, ADL dependent, as I said, has lost weight, about 7 pounds in the past month, confused, right-sided paralysis, becomes very agitated, especially at night, doesn't sleep very well, has decreased appetite, garbled speech, the right-sided weakness, severe, and severe muscle wasting after he sustained a stroke July of this year. Allergen on medication, lisinopril 10 milligram a day, trazodone 100 milligram a day, Celexa 20 milligram a day, Xanax 1 milligram up to 3 times a day, Synthroid 75 microgram a day, Coric 3.125 milligram a day, Singulair 10 milligram a day, Seroquel 400 milligram a day, Motrin 600 milligram PRN. On exam, he went, blood pressure is 160 over 88, pulse is 92, respiration is 18. Heart positive, swollen positive, two lungs, bronchi, abdomen, soft neck, shows no JVD skin, shows no rash, decreased turgor, aura mucosa, dry, right-sided paralysis noted. During the exam, patient became agitated and started yelling and flaring his left arm. Let's see, assessment, here we have a 61-year-old gentleman, status post-stroke, July of this year. After his stroke, patient was able to speak and was able to eat, but his eating has diminished. He has childlike appetite. He's lost 5 or 7 pounds just in the past month per caretaker, period. He's become very agitated. He has a heavy history of smoking and drinking alcohol in the past, but only smoking one or two cigarettes a day when the caretaker allows him to have one, period. His speech has become more garbled. He has become much more difficult to handle after his stroke, to the point that he requires high dose of Xanax and Seroquel to help him sleep at night, period, along with Celexa on a regular basis, period. In the paragraph, he is bowel and bladder incontinent, has ADL, total ADL dependent, and expected to do poorly, meets the criteria for end stage CVA and end of life care at home. Thank you.